Hey hoes, it's Damon, the host of the Pretty Social Podcast. Today things are gonna be a little different. A lot of different, actually. Because I got one of the messiest bitches I know here with me. I don't know what the hell she wanna go by. What do you wanna go by?
Well, everybody could just call me Bree
Brie.
Green, period.
This is an audio episode, not a visual episode. So I think Bree's taking over the podcast today, y'all.
Yeah,
Oh.
I am taking this shit over today.
Oh,
That's what
okay.
I'm doing. So we're gonna put a little spin, put a little flip on the Pretty Sociable for podcast today. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. So on today's episode, I am going to be interviewing the CEO of the Pretty Sociable podcast, and we're just gonna get into a more in-depth conversation as to what made him want to start a podcast, what was his inspiration, what are some things, that he wants to do with this to build it, to grow his platform. Like, we're gonna get into it. And then we might get into a little bit of tea, okay?
Oh, not the tea.
The tea, because everybody loves the tea.
Oh,
So
okay. Tea time with Bree. Thank you.
Damon, let's get into it. So what was your inspiration, or what was your thought process when you were just like, you know what, I think I want to start a podcast? What was that like?
So you know very well, I did a podcast a year ago. Maybe you don't know. Did a podcast a year. I've been saying I was going to do a podcast for the past 3 years. Did a couple episodes last year. Well, 2 years, because it's 2025 now. So 2 years ago, dropped it, and it just wasn't, I don't know, it was stagnant. It was very stagnant. I didn't have a purpose. I didn't have a meeting. I didn't know what I was doing the podcast for. So, it was just like for shits and giggles, and I didn't want nothing out there that was just for shits and giggles, So, took some time back, figure out what I wanted from the podcast. I feel like in order for me to grow, I have to be uncomfortable.
Let's talk about that, being uncomfortable. What un unpack that a little bit.
So I just feel like I've always said in order to grow, you have to be uncomfortable. I feel like I've done some of the most growing and the most uncomfortable times of my life, figuring out who I was as a person, so if you know me, I hate to be like I hate to be the center of attention. Like I hate to be like the main scene of anything. Like I love to be behind the scenes. I love to, do the work and not take the credit for it, So
Baby, I can't tell, but keep going.
Oh, thank you. But no, truly, no, like that's truly me. If it was up to me, I'd always be behind the scenes and not take credit for anything. So I asked myself, like, what can I do to put myself out there where I can, connect with people,
We'll
or
still be behind the scenes.
not even be behind the scenes, but what's something that I can do that would be uncomfortable for me? And I can share this experience with everybody else. That's where podcasting came in at. I tried it a couple years ago, liked it, and never took it serious until now. Yeah.
Okay. I love that answer. That yes.
But
That definitely makes
before
sense.
we go any deeper, all you said was your name. Like, who is Bree? Who is Bree Green? What does Bree Green do? Oh, Bree Green, shit.
It's okay. So what Bree Green does, okay, look, I'm just your average, black woman. I'm a mommy.
Okay, let's tell the people what you really do.
So, what I really do, I actually sing. I'm a singer and a part-time TikTok creator. I don't I'm not like big on there, but I've went viral a few times. So, yeah, that's what I do. I'm also a licensed esthetician, so I work with skincare, waxing, all that good stuff. So, though that's what I do, and that's who I am.
And where can the people find you?
You can find me on IG, so that's Brie, SODATSBREE. You can also find me on TikTok, Brie's World, or Brie World underscore 23. That's where you can find me. And then on Snapchat, it's a Brie, ISSABREE 23.
Oh, she dropped every social handle. You can also find her on your nearest corner after 12 a.m. too, but we ain't gonna get into that.
Hot mess.
Well, yeah, that's a little bit about Brie,
That's a little about me.
Miss Brandy Green.
Dang, that's the full name.
Oh, well, they was gonna figure it out anyway.
No,
These
because
people,
Brie could stand for Brianna, Brittany.
is stalkers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Good thing my Facebook is deactivated. Thank you.
What are we getting? What are we getting?
But
Where's
yeah, back
this
to
conversation going today?
that. Back to the question, because this is about you. This is me interviewing you, so this is totally about you. Okay, so you told me your inspiration as to why you wanted to start the podcast. What was your biggest motivation to be like, you know what? I need to take this seriously. I need to do this, and I need to make this happen for myself. Like, what was the motivation?
The motivation was I felt like I kept punk faking with the podcast that I was supposed to drop, I would post about podcasts, I would get people excited, and they would come and people ask me where the podcast, and I'm like, bitch, what podcast are you talking about? So I wanted to hold myself accountable for something. And I figured if now's not the time, then when will the time be, So we did another little soft launch last week. So now we're here, unfortunately. It's scary, but this is what I want. It's obviously what other people want, so
Yes.
if I can do it, then let's do it.
Period. And I really, you know, the crazy thing is, I have always wanted to personally have a podcast. And so when I seen that you were doing, I was just like, oh my gosh, this is so amazing. Like, I love this. Like, oh my gosh. Like, okay, period. And so that even kind of motivates me to, be like, okay, if this is something I want to do, then I just need to go for it and do it and not procrastinate,
Yeah, you have to do it,
because,
because if you don't, who will, you know?
right, and the podcast that's out here now, ooh, some of that stuff be a hot mess, and I
Well,
just don't be here for
I'll be here for all of it.
it.
I feel like
It's
podcasting
just.
is like the new, it's the new, it's like the new TV, Like it's the new, like hottest thing out. Like surprisingly, a lot of my friends I know listen to podcasts. You would be shocked how much this generation now listens to podcasts. It's like, yeah. So I was like, I have to do something. I have to do something. I got to do
Period.
something because I just be feeling like I'm gay for nothing. Shit, like, what do I do? I don't do hair. I don't do makeup. I don't do nails. Damani, what do
So
you
funny.
do?
We just had a conversation about this, and I really was just like, okay, I think I made a comment, and I was like, "Sometimes I really wish that you did hair or something." Like, and you're like, "Yeah, I don't do nothing. I'm just gay for
Just gay
nothing."
for nothing. Like, what do I do? Nothing.
What is
So,
my niche? What?
I can have a conversation. I'm a very like, I'm a very unserious person when I don't have to be. When I have to be serious, I can be serious as fuck. But I'm a very unserious person. I feel like I truly feel like I'm the funniest person I know.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I truly feel like I'm the funniest person I know, and nobody gets me but me, which is totally fine for me. Because no, I don't give a fuck what nobody else gets. But as long as I get me, that's all I need. That's the only validation I need.
Period.
So, I think about like, okay, what if I put this podcast out? What if it doesn't work? This, that, I think of all the pessimistic things that can happen with the podcast. And I haven't been very optimistic, which is something that's also like, holding me back in my shell. But I have to keep reminding myself, and everybody keeps reminding me that's like, you're doing this for you. I'm doing this for me, not for nobody else. I'm doing this for me to help me get out of my comfort zone. I'm ultimate, like I say, I do this for me to grow. Like, I want to grow with this. I don't know where I want this to go, but I know that I want to grow. And I want to grow through the ears of other people.
Period.
Well, yeah, that's my little niche. I'm sorry, y'all. I don't do nails. No booked by. You'll never see me booked by Demond. Nails by Demond. Installs by Demond. No. Podcast by Demond, though. Thank you.
Thank you. That is what you are going to see. Period. And so, next question that I have. Were you scared or not motivated enough to do the podcast because did you feel like you wouldn't maybe get the support that you want or that you would think that you would need or want for it?
I think it was like a little bit of everything that you can be scared of with starting anything. It's like, this is like a starting a business. Like once you start, that's like your baby. So it's like having a kid. You'll do anything to protect your child, So it's like, I think I can overthink my, I can overthink myself. I always say I can overthink myself into death. Like, I think of the worst of the worst when I'm doing something. And it's crazy because I do that to myself. Sorry, I'm reading a message. But I do that to myself when I'm doing something for myself. I think of the worst of the worst. I can be hopping on somebody else's podcast, shits and giggles, can have a smooth conversation. But it's like when I'm doing my own for myself, it doesn't work like that. It's like, okay, bitch, I'm overthinking. Bitch, what are you talking about? What are you gonna say? Bitch, please make sure you don't piss nobody off. Filter yourself so other people like you. And that's what I'm trying to fix about myself is filtering myself so other people like me because I'm not filtering shit about me. It's either you like me or you don't like me. And bitch, if you
Period.
don't like me, then I don't know what to tell you. So.
It should be like, I feel like some people think that you're supposed to lower yourself to meet where they're at. And it's like, no, bring yourself up.
Yeah.
Bring yourself up to where I'm at.
Thank
Because
you.
I'm not about to bring myself down.
Thank you.
Period. Thank
Cheers
you.
to that one. But yeah,
Thank you.
that's. I think that's what was, holding me back was just the suspense of everything. Like, what will happen when this comes out,
How will people react?
Not
Like,
exactly how people react. I posted about the podcast. I posted about the podcast, what, I want to say a good month ago. Posted about the podcast, promoted the, did a little promotion. About the podcast, and yeah, people seem to like loved it, and people were here for it. So we'll see if people are really here for it, how they said they were here for it. 'Cause the numbers don't lie.
Period.
Well, I don't know what they do.
But At the end of the day, like, I just, you got this, like, for real. You got this. You're gonna be able to do this, and everything's gonna be good, period. I feel like this can definitely go far than what you can imagine, dream of. Like, you just really gotta, put the work in.
I hear you like them
Just
young.
put the work in.
You better not ever go to cell block one. Okay, let me stop. See, getting off topic. See, I'll be getting off topic.
It's okay.
So, yeah, we're not even gonna get into that right now. So, yeah, I just be getting off topic. Like, I'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm gonna record today. And I swear, I'd be sitting in front of a microphone for hours, saying the same things over and over. Because I don't know what, I'd be like, what are we doing here, Damon? Why are you doing this? I just be unmotivated as hell, to be very honest with you.
That's okay. We all be like
You
that.
gotta clock that.
People ask me 50 billion times, so when you gonna do this or when you gonna do that? I done had all
Yeah,
type
because
of
we've been waiting for
years.
music for years, huh? I'm still listening to Cupid Shop, you know, on my way to work every day. Like, I'm like, are we gonna get some new songs? Like, what's going on here?
Y'all go check out my project that I put out. It's on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube. It's on all the platforms. It's called Beautiful Vibe by Bree Green, Bregreene.
With an E at the
Okay.
end. Thank you.
Y'all
Thank
go
you.
check that out because it was definitely a really good piece of work, I would say. When I did put that out
She'd be
there.
like, oh, baby, here I am. Okay, I'll be tuning. I'd be like, get it, girl.
You know what's so funny? It's really funny when like I hear like family playing the song or like
Yeah, you'd be walking away.
really
Like, I'd be like,
love
girl.
the song. Like it's so like cringy to me. I don't know why, but it gives me a moment of like, okay, I made something like for my family that they could have, or just in general for my friends, where it's like, okay, they can hear my voice, they could, have this forever. Like then, if anything was ever happened, like everybody has, like, oh my gosh, we at least got music from her. We at least, we have songs, we can hear her voice, just stuff like that is what I'd be thinking about. So that's
Doing
probably
it for the culture.
a little crazy, but yeah, that's
Mm-hmm.
kind of what I'd be thinking about, like, yeah. But what was we getting into? Oh, it's time to talk about the tea. It's time to get into some tea, okay?
The
A little
tea. Oh,
spicy.
Lord, here we go, y'all.
The
She's
tea.
gonna get me canceled before I'm
So,
even a.
what is your current relationship status?
Goodness. Confusing, dot, dot, dot.
Oh, confusing. Okay.
I can't help it, my brie voice.
That you can't help it.
It is very like. It's
It
confusing.
complicated?
It's complicated. It's a really, really, really complicated. Something told me you were gonna ask me this, and I'm not giving you that answer. I don't be
Okay.
because I don't have an
It's
answer.
complicated. That's the answer. We're gonna
It's
keep it like that.
complicated. Like,
It's
damn, like shit,
complicated.
like, fuck.
Okay.
It's complicated. I'm just rolling. I'm rolling with the punches that God is hitting me right now, you know? No,
The
Adele. Thank you. I'm just rolling with the punches and I just keep getting punched. So I don't know what's going on. You know what? Next question, please.
Whoa, whoa. Punch. Not domestic though, right? It's
Oh,
just like
we don't support none of that.
metaphoric meta, right?
Yeah,
Okay.
I said I'm
Okay.
rolling with the punches and I keep getting punched.
Okay. Rolling with the punch. Okay, I
Yeah,
just had to make sure to clarify that. He said Punches
I don't get
up.
beat on. Next question.
Next
When I have these people thinking I'm getting beat on.
Next question is, getting into the tea. When it comes, you know what? I'm gonna leave that there. I
No,
ain't gonna
go ahead.
I don't even know what I had the question about. It's okay. Never mind.
No,
We're gonna touch.
you know what you wanted to say.
Do you got a spicy question for me?
Ooh, let's think. Let me see. Let me see. Let me pull one out my hat.
Not the heck.
Oh my goodness. Yes, I got a question for you.
Okay.
Because I want to ask people, I just want to ask people this, like, what do you like think of me? Like, if that
What do
makes
I
sense.
think?
Con do you
What
need
do I
con do
think
you
of
need context behind that question?
What do I think of you just in general and
Yeah.
all?
Yeah. Who
Well,
is Demond in your eyes?
DeMond is my
No, hey,
little.
wait, up, up,
Okay,
wait.
hold on, hold
Wait,
on, hold on.
wait.
Who is okay? Let me think about it from the outside,
Yeah,
out of a different perspective, out of outside perspective. DeMond is this crazy, wild child flower that is just bursting to be heard and has a voice and wants the world to like hear it.
interesting. Crazy wild flower. What does that mean?
It
I'm
like, I feel
crazy.
like wild flowers
I
are
people keep telling
very
me I'm crazy,
delicate.
and y'all finna make me go back to therapy pretty soon. Because if one more person tells me I'm crazy, yeah,
It's in a good
it's
way.
gonna get PG-13 up in here.
It's in a good way. Like,
Crazy
you
in a
know how
good
you have
way.
like those wild flowers that are just in a jungle, like they're crazy
No,
looking.
I've
Well,
never been to a jungle, Boopy.
you're not crazy looking, but like they're
Oh.
just like different and like they're just in the wild, but they're precious flowers.
Is
They're
that because I'm
protected.
gay?
No. They're just
Oh,
like
okay. Thank you.
precious flowers. They're protective flowers, and like you not just gonna see them anywhere. You can't just go to a regular flower garden and just see these type of flowers, you know?
Yeah.
Like you like they're rare, they're different, but they have so much beauty and so much life and also so much to offer. Just them being this wild type of flower. And that's how I think of you.
Interesting. That's interesting.
You're rare, you're one of a kind. You're you. You don't try to be anyone else. You're loud, you're funny, you're charismatic, if I'm saying that word right, probably not, but judge your mama.
I am very funny, yes, Kiki. Clock that.
And like you're just so unpredictable,
Ooh.
like
I want to get into
just
that. I want to get into that. I want to get into that part because, so I was just having a conversation with one of my friends. She's a lot older than me. And she was telling me the same thing. She was like, "Some you're just very spontaneous and unpredictable." She's like, "Some Demond, you're in a new state every week. You're doing this, you're doing that, you're doing this." Like, she's like,
Yeah, like you have no limits.
I never sit down. It's like I'm
Yeah.
never calm. I'm never stagnant. I'm just always on the go, always moving, always doing this, always doing that. Like, I always, like, we have a group chat. Me and my cousins have a group chat. When I say they know everything about my life, they know everything that goes on. when I tell you the stories that I have that some people will never know, that they know are just like, I be thinking about it like, why, like, is this really my life? Is this real?
And then it's like the dynamic of the c cousin tree is really crazy because like I'm the oldest and I'm in my 30s, in my early 30s, clock it. But like everyone else is younger than me. But it's like we relate, we joke, we have fun. And it's like a different type of love, but also we're all first cousins. Well, Tantan is our first cousin. Sorry, Damond is our first cousin, just in case you guys scratched that out. Damond is our first cousin because our moms are sisters. So it's like the bond that you just have. But I feel like, and I'm just gonna say this, but I don't want you to take it any type of way. I feel like if you were straight, we would not have the same bond as we have now.
Almost definitely no.
I feel like our bond would be very much so distant and different.
Interesting. I agree with that
And
statement to a certain extent.
then it's like you're so much younger than us, but your mindset and how you are is very, very mature. Even though there's some things I'd be questioning, I'd be like, okay. But
Girl, what you be questioning about me?
it's never in like a judgmental or out of love type
Talking about she
thing.
be like, Okay, thank you.
Just feel like that. I know. Okay. Thank you.
That thank you word has just been like,
I love it.
that's just so me.
I love it. I don't know. Who did I hear say that outside of you? I think it's Sasha
Saucy
Santana's
Santana,
friend.
yeah.
Yeah. Baby saying that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Look what Jesus did. Look
But
what Jesus did. Look what Jesus did.
interesting. Interesting. I love to learn the perspective of myself through other people. I don't know, and it's just crazy because everybody has like a different perception of. I don't know if that's, I don't know if I should say that because that, no, everybody has a different, and I feel like everybody should have a different perception of demand, but yeah, no, they're just always really interesting to hear. I ask everybody that I come across that I know just how do they think of me as like a person. But yeah.
Yeah, I think you're a wonderful person.
Yeah, wonderful and wild. That's how I would describe myself. Very wild. I'm a very wild person. Like, I'm a very, you never know what I might do or what I might say, what I might see.
You really never know, and like the experiences that you have had are definitely not your normal everyday experiences.
Yeah, like, I see, do, and hear wild, crazy stuff. Oh my goodness. I've been thinking about it like something like when I be like I, when I just came back from Chicago, I was just sitting like, why do I move so fast? Like, and how do I have so much time to do all this?
Look,
But you know,
I'm
YOLO.
trying to see if he about if you about to go to Nashville with us.
Okay, listen, I'ma see. I'ma see if the schedule can allow.
Because now that I feel like you could low key kind of fit that in somewhere.
Oh
Now, where
man,
exactly? I have no idea, but
I'd be like, let's go to Chicago. They don't ever want to come to Chicago, me, but you
I
know,
definitely want to go back to Chicago. I'm not even gonna hold you. I'm supposed to be going in June, so
and so far, I'll
yeah.
be ready to, when I say it, I'll be ready to get on the road, get the rental today.
I know. That's what I need to get. I need to go ahead and get a rental or something, a three or something, because look.
He looking at me like he like me or something. Okay, off topic. Shit. But yeah, that was my question for you. I just want to know. I feel like I've never asked you that.
That was a really good question.
I know if Talia was here, and she would have some wild stuff to say about me. Like really wild.
Yeah.
Well,
But you guys are all in the same age bracket. Like, the crazy thing is, they already had their chats or whatever. I just recently, maybe within the last year or two, have been more like
active.
connecting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, 'cause it's a, it's a different outlook because, like, I'm a millennial and they're all Gen something.
Gen Z's.
Gen Z,
Is
yeah, I want to
Talia
say that.
millennial? I mean, if she isn't Gen Z.
She might, Talia was born in 2000. She
Oh,
might
okay.
be a millennial. She might be
Well,
a millennial.
I don't know nothing about that. I just know they call us crazy. But you know, we're the future. Without us, y'all couldn't do anything. We walked so you hoes can run. Let's talk about it.
Who? No, I walk so y'all can fucking run,
Nah.
skip and jump.
Nah, we definitely walked for y'all so y'all can start running now. 'Cause y'all didn't know how to do nothing before but crawl. But we not gonna get into that.
The Are you
Don't
sure?
have
Because, like, me growing up, so I grew up in a time where
slavery was happening.
there was no, please, thank you.
Were in the 1990s. You was before
So,
90. You was like a 70s baby, wasn't you?
no, I was born in 92.
Oh, I be
Thank
thinking
you.
you like 53, girl.
Thank you. I just told these people I was in my 30s. How you?
Oh, sorry. My bad. I'm sorry.
Anyways, next topic, because
Oh, now you want to change the topic because you 50. Okay, y'all. Sorry. I put out the reel here, but
in my growing up in the 90s and being a 90s baby, I grew up in an era where, or being a millennial, I grew up where there was no internet, no real like cell phones like that.
wow, you grew up with no internet and no phones.
The cell phones just coming in, and literally seeing all the different cell phones from the beginning to where they're at now. Like, even with
Yeah.
the iPhone was not what it is now when I first had one. And I remember when I got an iPhone, it was like brand new, hot shit. Like, we had the Sidekicks, we had the Razors, we had phones. Our shit was flipping. Our You had the Sidekicks where the little screen roll up,
She
or
said
you
our
had the
shit was
BlackBerry.
flipping, literally.
Like
Wow, I couldn't have lived in that lifetime.
to like, MySpace. This was before Facebook even go. That was our social media, like MySpace. We had a few other ones, but MySpace was our life. Like, that was what we grew up on, and that's how a lot of us, some people gain their name or gain their fame when we, just whatever. And then I think
Wow.
we also had like YouTube too. YouTube had just started and all that stuff. So, like it's like we started all this stuff and we had to grow. Like, we grew up with everything. Everybody else behind us, they're growing up and it's already here. But we had to actually grow with everything and figure everything out. Computers just coming out, desktop, AOL, the dial tone, like all that type of stuff. Like, we know what cassette players are and a Walkman is. But I feel like our 30s, like the millennial 30-year-olds, is way different from like
our parents being 30. Like, we lit and turned up, and yeah, we don't play no games. And people always be like, "Oh, y'all old." No, we not old. Like, it's not like we don't even look old, because there's a lot of older people that look older than me, and I'd be like, "Ooh, how old is you?"
That is crazy. When old people be, you're not old. Let me stop calling you old for real. But like when older people, older than me, because I'm a young bitch, young cute bitch. But when older people that are older than me talk about like growing up, like I just be like, I couldn't have lived in that lifestyle. I don't know how y'all did it, but that sounds like hell.
It wasn't bad. I feel like the stuff that's going on now and everything is like, it's kind of like, what? I was like, huh? Like, there was definitely some crazy stuff that has happened, or world tragedies and different things like that that has happened. But where everything is at now, and I would say from probably since I graduated in 2010 to now, like, I don't know what's going on. It, shoot, I'll probably even say like 2012, 2013. I feel like it's when the last time stuff was like normal. I feel like now everything is like, what the hell? Like, oh
Interesting.
God. So, don't know. But it's different, the generations and everything. It's different.
Definitely different. Because I couldn't have done it. Like, couldn't wouldn't catch me. Wouldn't catch me doing it at all. Not for me. Yeah, I think we're gonna take a little break and then come back and
Yes.
finish this conversation. So,